Chapter 10. The Final Encounter. Professor Van Helsing did not know where to look for the Count now, so he asked Mina for help.
"You told us about the ship," he said. "Now please try to tell us how he is planning to go to his castle."
Mina was sure that the Count was still travelling by water. She examined a map and noticed that the Bistritza River went near the Borgo Pass, not far from Castle Dracula.
"That's where he is, I'm sure of it," she said.
Dr. Seward and Quincy Morris decided to take horses and follow the path along the river in case Dracula left his boat. Jonathan hired a steamboat to follow the Count by river. Meanwhile, the Professor and Mina decided to go by train to a town called Veresti. There they bought a carriage and horses to take them to Castle Dracula. Jonathan did not want Mina to go near the horrible castle, but Van Helsing insisted.
"We must take her there. It's the only way to save her."
Van Helsing began to worry about Mina. She was sleeping most of the daylight hours. She didn't eat any food, and the people in the villages along the way made the sign against the evil eye when they saw her. The weather became colder and the air heavier as they went further into the mountains. Mina seemed very sure of the way to Castle Dracula. One evening it began to snow. Van Helsing tied the horses to a tree and started a fire. Mina was sitting on the ground. Van Helsing drew a circle around her and put host all around it.
"You must stay inside the circle," Van Helsing told her.
"I won't move from here," Mina promised him. During the night, the horses began to panic. Mina and Van Helsing sat inside the circle of host, and the snow blew around it. Then, out of the mist, the three vampire ladies from the castle appeared and called to Mina,
"Come and join us, sister."
Van Helsing told Mina not to be afraid. Mina laughed. "I have nothing to fear from them," she said. When he heard these words, Van Helsing felt happier. Mina was not a vampire yet. There was still time. The three vampires moved around them all night, but they could not get into the circle. As the sun rose in the morning, the ladies disappeared. The horses lay dead in the snow, and Van Helsing could not wake Mina. He left her inside the circle and covered her with fur robes. Then he picked up a stake and a knife and continued to Castle Dracula on foot. When he arrived, Van Helsing broke open the doors to the castle and went directly to the old chapel. There he found the tombs of the three ladies. He opened the first tomb and saw how beautiful the lady inside was. He began to feel sleepy and realized that he was falling under her spell. He quickly drove the stake through her heart and cut off her head. At once her body turned into dust. He did the same to her two beautiful companions. Their bodies also turned into dust. After he finished this horrible work, he began to search for the tomb of the Count. At last he found a large tomb with the name Dracula on it. He put host into the tomb so the Count could not use it again. Van Helsing returned to Mina and they stood watching the road that led from the river to the castle as the sun began to go down. Suddenly, they saw a band of men with a cart coming up the road to the castle as fast as the horses could go. On the cart was a large box. Another group of men on horses were chasing them. The Professor and Mina hid behind a large rock as the two groups came closer. Wolves howled all around. Mina could see that the second group of men contained her husband, Dr. Seward, and Quincy Morris. With every step, they were coming closer and closer to the first group. "Stop!" cried Jonathan, as he and the others reached the men with the cart. At the same moment, Mina and the Professor jumped out from behind the rock. The men with the cart took out their knives and tried to fight. One of them stabbed Quincy, but he and Jonathan were still able to reach the box on the cart. The sun was on the point of going down as they opened the top of the box and pushed the lid back. Dracula lay there, his face pale, but his eyes a terrifying red. Jonathan stabbed his knife into the Count's throat, while Quincy, in his last movement before he died, sank his knife into the Count's heart. Dracula gave a terrible scream. The dying rays of the sun fell across his face, which suddenly became peaceful. In a few seconds, the Count's body shriveled and turned to dust. The men cried at the death of their friend Quincy. Then they looked at Mina. She looked like herself again, as pretty as she was before the evil Count entered her life. At last, Mina was safe.